You're listening to FMGRadio.com. Welcome to The Happiness Choice, a show that shares with you the secrets to how you can find more happiness each day, with your host, Marilyn Tam.
Hello and welcome. This is your host, Marilyn Tam, for The Happiness Choice. Today we bring back Kathleen Hendricks, PhD, who has been a pioneer in body-mind integration for nearly 40 years with her husband, Gay Hendricks. Katie has worked with over 40,000 individuals and 3,000 couples in developing the method of body-centered and relationship transformation. Her seminars specialize in training professionals from many fields in the core skills of conscious living using a unique system of whole-body learning and quantum coaching. Katie also consults regularly all over the world with corporations and organizations. She has co-authored 9 best-selling books with her husband, Gay Hendricks, and their best-selling book, Conscious Loving, is used as a textbook in many graduate programs throughout the country. Gay and Katie's work has appeared in Self, GQ, Psychology Today, Yoga Journal, USA Today, and on Oprah's, CBS 48 Hours, and CNN. Welcome back, Katie. I can hardly wait to find out more about how to be happy from you.
Well, thank you. Well, I keep getting happier every day, so I'm really delighted to share what I've learned with people.
Well, thank you. Well, last week we talked about your own secrets to happiness, and I'm sure everybody got so inspired by that. And I thought maybe this time we can have the audience get more of an understanding of how they can take that same tools that you share in all your classes and workshops and books, how they can take those tools to make their life happier now.
Yes. Well, one of the first things that I really want people to know is that getting plugged into your body intelligence really increases your happiness. So many people for years are taught that they exist really from the neck up and think about things and figure things out. And when you do that, not only does that create a tremendous amount of stress for you, but it's not using all of your resources. When you're plugged into your whole body, you get to let your heart make choices, and you get to let your gut really decide whether you ought to get closer to another person or not. You get to activate these trillions of cells that you have in your body that have managed to live together successfully, and let them inform you rather than letting a little part of your brain be in charge. And all of our work is really about how to wake up your body, because when you do that, you get happier. And people can do that right now just by noticing, is your body right now more closed or more open? Is there a part of your body that you haven't even moved for the last who knows how much time because it feels a little bit stiff to you? So you could take a moment right now and open your body, like open your shoulders, because so many of us are on computers a lot of the day, and that narrows your shoulders and narrows your chest, which makes your whole happiness, joy, all your joy muscles in the front of your body, it doesn't allow them to really spread out. So one of the things that anybody can do any moment of the day is to open their bodies. In fact, there's a sequence that will create happiness for you very quickly, which is to take 3 easy connected breaths and change your physical position. There's actually been research about how that move is as good as medication. Wow. So in any kind of a situation, if you want to give yourself more energy or you want to get more connected or you want to just feel happier, to take 3 easy belly breaths and then literally change your physical position refreshes you and opens you up to happiness again.
That's so important. Body intelligence versus living from the neck up.
Yeah.
It's such a profound thing. And something you said many, many years ago, I don't even know if you remember you're saying this, but I remember it so much because it really made an impression on me, which is you said that when we're young, we have how many thousands of possible movements, and as we
3,000,
and when we get older, how many do we have?
300.
And that is how we can recognize somebody else, because their motions are restricted so much down, 10% of what was possible. So what you're talking about now is getting access back to that body intelligence that we have, that through living and conditioning we have shut down so much of.
Yes, and one of the easy ways that people can do that is with what scientists call pattern interrupt. So what we were describing, what we were just talking about, Marilyn, is what I call a person's movement signature. And because of the pressures of society and your particular culture that you live in, and maybe the religious upbringing or your neighborhood or school cliques or however, you know, all of those ways that you are supposed to be, those restrict your movement in certain ways. Like, you know, girls can't move like boys and boys can't move like girls. And one researcher, Hall, documented that by the time children get into school, they've already received over 6,000 nonverbal cues about how they are supposed to behave. And those create a kind of a web, a spider web of constriction. But when you do what's called pattern interrupt, you begin to expand your movement vocabulary, which is really expanding your vocabulary for joy. And that could be as simple as brushing your teeth with the other hand, or walking down the hall in your house in a different way, or taking a different route when you go to work, or moving your chair, or not even sitting on your chair. We haven't sat on chairs for years. We sit on these wonderful bouncing things called swappers that allow our bodies to move in all kinds of different directions. But whenever you notice you've got yourself, for example, hunched over your computer, you can take a moment and interrupt that and do something completely new. Just move in a new way. And you can do that by moving bigger or smaller, out in front of you, behind you, and particularly making different patterns in space with like your elbows or your knees. And you might think, oh, well, that's just kind of stupid. You know, people are going to think I look silly. You'd be surprised that your choice to expand toward joy will be contagious, just as other emotions are contagious, and that people will pick up on it. There's more and more movement occurring. You can see it in ads and movement raves, and where people gather like in Grand Central Station and everybody starts dancing together, which I just love. But you can do that in a simple way in your day that will really refresh you by simply making a different choice.
That's so important to say, because in my book, The Happiness Choice, we also talk about this very thing, which is when we interrupt what you call movement interrupt, what we call just choosing a different way of doing what has been customary for ourselves,
it
also increases our brain patterns and helps us retain and develop memory.
Absolutely. And what people don't realize is that that can happen from the body up. It doesn't have to be something that you're doing as mental gymnastics. The important thing, though, that I think that many people don't realize is that bringing your awareness to your body so that you're actually being with your movement. So if you're stretching, you feel yourself stretching. You follow the stretching with your awareness. Really amps up your, not only your body intelligence and your brain connections, but it allows you to get happier, because people are designed to move and designed to breathe. And when we do that, our bodies get really happy and then our brains get smarter.
Okay, so now people know from the last time that we need to talk about doing or living what we love most, and also to live a body intelligence. What other things can people do to expand their happiness?
Well, one of the very powerful and very simple practices that people can institute, both with themselves and others, is the appreciation habit. We know that relationships that thrive have at least a 5-to-1 ratio of appreciations to criticisms, and that includes each of us individually. But if you have you want to increase the level of happiness in your life, start appreciating more. And as you appreciate, you really generate a different kind of flow in yourself that results in this sense of gratitude and a deep presence to where you are and what's happening and all of the resources that are available to you in life. So I really encourage people to do verbal and nonverbal appreciations. And it can be as simple as I appreciate you for, or I'm appreciating me for, like I'm appreciating me for thinking up different ways to appreciate. And on our website, we actually have menus of appreciation that are free for people to download so that they can expand their appreciation vocabulary, because it's not something that most of us were taught. We really were taught an attitude of criticism because we thought that criticism worked, but it really doesn't. Criticism is the number one killer of relationships. But when we substitute that with genuine appreciation, we're filling the reservoir that connects us with our hearts and with other people's hearts.
I find in my work, from CEOs all the way down to my neighbor's children, it seems so soon we are so prone to criticize ourselves.
Yes. Well, I found with everybody that I've ever worked with, they've been told, I'm only criticizing you for your own good. And I think we really have been taught that if you don't criticize somebody, they're somehow going to get a huge head and a big ego. But what we really know now from just many, many, many studies is that appreciation and the flow of goodwill, of giving your presence to another person, is the single biggest nutrient that every human being needs. We need attention, positive attention, just as much as we need food and water. And if you give that to yourself, and you also let yourself open to receiving from others, I think that's often more of a challenge for people than giving appreciations. That if you open to receiving, you're actually giving another person the gift of being able to appreciate and increase their own flow. So it's really a great win-win.
That's wonderful. I just read a quote very recently that I've actually used myself now. It says, if you have a hard time being kind to yourself, practice.
Yes. And yes, you should be your own guinea pig for the practice of appreciation and really make sure that it works. And what I find is that when I'm appreciating myself, that my state of appreciation overflows to other people, and other people kind of catch it. They can see and feel that something is going on, and they enjoy themselves more. They take a gentler attitude toward themselves. And one of the things we know from body intelligence is that your inner voice, your true inner voice, is not a critical voice. It's really a gentle voice. It often speaks quietly. So if you've got a lot of going on in the background of stress and particularly criticism, you're not going to be able to hear it. So when you practice appreciation and breathing and moving and in ways that allow you to expand your capacity, you're literally expanding your capacity for enjoying life and for exchanging more love and positive energy.
Well, that's really wonderful. Thank you. One small thing in the time we have left, would you share with our listeners that would give them more joy?
I would say make sure that every day you get your bare feet on the ground whenever possible, and you let yourself wiggle your toes outside of your shoes and say hello to your feet and let your feet say hello to the earth, because that's the great source of our strength and the flow of connection, and letting yourself celebrate gravity and celebrate the earth for holding us all and for giving resources to all of us. It would be a great way to increase your joy.
Thank you. That is a really wonderful piece of advice. What if you live, say, like in most of our country right now, which is frozen?
If you live there, then what I would do is turn your body toward what it is in your house that you love the most, and let yourself be open to that, just as if you were receiving the sun. And letting yourself simply be open and breathing and taking a few breaths of appreciation that you're alive and that you're able to appreciate.
Well, that's wonderful. Thank you so much, Katie Hendricks. Share with the listeners your website, because I'm sure they want so much more information from you.
Oh, thank you. Well, yeah, we have lots of what we call free stuff on our website, and that's at www.hendricks.com, which is HENDRICKS.com. We also have a Facebook page, which is facebook.com/relationship advice, where we have relationship tips and videos and dialogue with the community about how to experience more joy in your partnerships.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, Katie. It's been a joy talking to you.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much for you and for all the joy that you spread in the world.
And this is Marilyn Tam, your host for The Happiness Choice, signing off.
You've been listening to The Happiness Choice Show with host Marilyn Tam. For show info, schedule, and guest bio, be sure to visit www.fmgradio.com. /Marilyn Tam. That's MARILYNTAM.